Large gatherings are still banned across the country to prevent spread of the coronavirus. That means big performance halls are silent and sports stadiums and arenas are closed. But in Asia, big musical productions and baseball are back and seats are filled. As WFAE's David Borax reports, North Carolina venue operators are looking to Asia as they plot how to reopen.
You may recognize that as the theme from Phantom of the Opera. Andrew Lloyd Webber's beloved musical is usually playing on multiple stages around the world at any given time, but if you want to see the show now, you'll have to be in South Korea, the only production currently running. As the coronavirus pandemic rages, theaters in Seoul have remained open with nearly full houses, says British theater producer Richard Jordan.
There's an awful lot to learn from how they've operated in their process of reopening theaters. They continued to remain open through the whole of the COVID-19 crisis. In fact, actually posting box office returns of around 98%.
Jordan has been talking up what they're doing in Seoul as he looks for a way to help the industry bring theater back, whether it's London's West End, Broadway, or regional theaters like those in North Carolina. And he's not the only one paying attention. Tom Gabbard is director of the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center in Charlotte, which closed in mid-March and may not be able to host traveling Broadway shows or anything else until this fall.
This situation that we found in Korea was like, okay, there's something that's worked here. You know, there's something to research here and perhaps emulate some of it, because otherwise we're just making this stuff up.
And there are other models too. In Taipei, Taiwan, pro baseball resumed last month with fans. A lucky 1,000 of them cheered as the Fubon Guardians beat the Uni-President Lions on their first night back in the stands.
And Cowboy Lin will slide into second with another RBI. Look at the fans. They are rocking
here.
Yeah.
The Chinese Professional Baseball League quickly bumped that 1,000-fan limit up to 2,000, and as of a couple of weeks ago, they're allowed to fill the seats. So how are the baseball teams and theater producers in Asia doing it? Experts say it's by taking the virus seriously and adopting clear protocols and procedures to prevent the virus from spreading. Sharon Cassif oversees the Seoul production of Phantom of the Opera for Andrew Lloyd Webber's company. She says before entering, theatergoers must fill out a questionnaire certifying that they haven't come into contact with anyone who has COVID-19.
So you present your ticket, you present the survey, sanitize your hands, you have your temperature taken, and you enter the venue. They have to wear a mask. It's one of the conditions of entry.
Ushers keep a close watch on the audience once the show begins, says Cassif.
Everybody is required to keep their mask on, and just like ushers monitor whether or not people are using their mobile phones, they also monitor whether or not people are wearing their mask.
If you're caught with your mask down, an usher shines a flashlight in your face and you're asked to put your mask back on. Cassif says there are similar rules and procedures for everyone, performers and stagehands who wear masks backstage, and ushers who also have to wear masks and gloves. Meanwhile, theaters are cleaned and sanitized daily, and there's what Cassif calls a medical-grade cleaning once a week. One thing they're not doing is blocking off any seats, says Cassif.
We were also very clear from the outset that theater is not conducive to social distancing. The strategy is and has been centered around promoting and facilitating hygiene.
There have been a few glitches. Phantom was forced to shut down in April after two performers tested positive for the virus. Cassif says local health authorities stepped in, everyone got tested, and the show resumed after 2.5 weeks. She says fans are filling the theater again, which is critical to the survival of the business. Some entertainment businesses can survive without fans, NASCAR, for example. It works because NASCAR gets big revenues from TV contracts. But that won't work for venues like the Blumenthal, says Tom Gabbard.
Most of the sports models right now are looking at no spectators and just doing television. So that's an interesting solution for them. It doesn't necessarily help me in figuring out how do we open these places for the public.
And Gabbard doesn't like the idea of reopening at only partial capacity. Allowing entertainment venues to operate at 100% is the only way to operate a successful business in the long run, says Gabbard.
I think we'll have some activities, you know, probably late summer, early fall, that will have a social distancing element to it. But frankly, that's limited. The economics of social distancing don't work.
Likewise, banning fans or reducing the number of seats doesn't work for other kinds of venues, like a minor league baseball stadium. Dan Rakowski is chief operating officer of the Charlotte Knights, which own Truist Field in Charlotte. Unlike Major League Baseball, which announced plans this week to play the rest of the season without fans, minor league teams don't have a big television contract, says Rakowski.
We can't play in front of empty ballparks. That's not realistic for us because we don't receive TV money. So we rely on concession and ticket sales. And if you don't have anybody in the ballpark, you certainly aren't going to make those types of revenues.
There's still no plan to restart minor league baseball. And even if there were, Governor Cooper's phased reopening plan still prohibits gatherings of more than 25. And this week, he announced a three-week pause in reopening. With large gatherings still banned, venue operators face a longer wait. But they're not sitting still. Gabbard is leading a statewide coalition called NC Live that's looking at best safety practices and lobbying state officials to let venues reopen. While the coalition is pushing to reopen all facilities, Gabbard says state officials have suggested outdoor events could come first.
One thing that we did hear loudly and clearly from the governor's office was a lot of encouragement that outdoor activities are a lot safer. It really, I think, was impetus for us to start envisioning for this summer some activities that could take place outdoors.
And even if venues like these put all the right safety measures in place and get the okay to reopen, they still have to convince audiences to return. Gabbard says recent surveys of past Blumenthal ticket buyers show that many want to see venues taking the virus seriously. He says many won't be comfortable without masks, something that's now required in North Carolina. In Seoul, Phantom of the Opera and other shows are making COVID-19 safety practices part of the DNA of both performers and audiences. Andrew Lloyd Webber says they'll be using what they've learned there to try and convince British public health officials next month that they can reopen London's theaters without social distancing. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.